This is the Sakar Murli of 16th of April 2025. Essence, sweet children, check your stage. Is your heart attached to the One Father alone, or is it attached to karmic relationships? Question. In order to benefit yourselves, in which two aspects should each of you keep a daily chart? Answer. Check a daily chart of your yoga and your behavior. Check to see whether you did any disservice. Always ask your heart, how much do I remember the Father? Am I using my time successfully? Do I look at others? Is my heart attached to anyone's name or form? Song. See your face in the mirror of your heart. Om Shanti. Who said this? The Unlimited Father said, O souls. Souls are living beings. It is said that the soul has departed. This means that the living being has departed. The Father is now personally sitting here and explaining, O souls, remember that you must not only look at this present birth, because ever since you became Tamo Pradhan, you have been coming down the ladder and becoming more impure. Therefore, you must definitely have committed sins. This is a matter of understanding. How can you tell how many sins of your previous births still remain on your head? Each of you has to examine yourself. For how long are you able to stay in yoga? To the extent that you have good yoga with the Father, your sins will accordingly be absolved. Baba says, remember me, and I guarantee that your sins will be absolved. All of you must examine your own hearts. How much yoga do I have with the Father? For as long as you stay in yoga and become pure, your sins will accordingly be cut away. Your yoga too will increase. If you do not become pure, you will not be able to have yoga. There are some of you who don't even have 15 minutes yoga throughout the whole day. Ask yourself, is your heart attached to Shiv Baba or to bodily beings? Is it attached to karmic relationships? It is only to you children that Maya brings storms. You can understand for yourself what your stage is. Is your heart attached to Shiv Baba or to any bodily beings? If it is attached to karmic relationships, you should understand that a lot of sin remains. Maya then puts you into a pit. Students can understand internally whether they will pass or not, whether they are studying well or not. They are number-wise. You souls have to bring benefit to yourselves. The Father gives you this direction. If you want to become a pure, charitable soul and claim a high status, the first thing for you to do is to remain pure. You came down pure and you have to return home pure. Impure ones can never claim a high status. Constantly ask your heart how much you remember the Father and what you are doing. The consciences of the students who sit at the back must definitely bite them. In order to claim a high status, you have to make effort. There has to be good behavior as well. Remember the Father and remove the burdens of sins that are on your heads. Your burden of sins cannot be removed unless you have remembrance. Therefore, you should have a lot of yoga with the Father. The Highest on High Father says, "Remember me, your Father, and your sins will be absolved." That time is coming closer. You cannot trust your bodies. Suddenly, all types of accidents happen. Untimely death is now in full season. Therefore, in order to benefit yourself, each of you has to check yourself. Keep a chart to check your yoga and your behavior of the whole day. How many sins did you commit throughout the whole day? Sins first come into your thoughts and words, and then your actions. You children have now been given righteous intellects to perform good deeds. Did you deceive anyone? Did you lie unnecessarily? Did you do any disservice? By becoming trapped in the name and form of someone, you defame the Father of the Yajna. The Father says, "Do not cause sorrow for anyone. Stay in remembrance of the One Father. You should be very concerned about what your state would become if you don't stay in remembrance. If you are careless now, you will have to repent a lot at the end. Understand that those who are to claim a low status will claim a low status. Use your intellect to understand what you have to do. Give everyone this mantra, remember the Father. You children have been given an aim. People of the world cannot understand these things. The first and main thing is to remember the Father. You have received this knowledge of the Creator and creation. You are given new points every day in order for you to explain to others. You can also use the variety form image to explain. Place this picture next to the picture of the ladder and explain how you enter the various clans. You should be churning this knowledge throughout the day about how to explain it to others. Even by doing service, there is remembrance of the Father. Only by having remembrance of the Father will your sins be absolved. You have to benefit yourself. The Father has explained to you that there are the sins of 63 births on each of you. From Satopradhan, you have become Tamopradhan by committing sin. Now that you belong to me, do not perform any sinful acts. To lie, to be devilish, to break up homes, to gossip, to quarrel, they all cause a lot of loss. They break your yoga away from the Father. Therefore, that is a great deal of sin. Some people betray their government. They give away government secrets to the enemy and cause a great loss. Therefore, they are punished very severely. There should constantly be jewels of this knowledge emerging from the mouths of you children. You must not even ask one another about useless news. Only speak about things of this knowledge. How do you have yoga with the Father? How do you explain to someone? Only think of these aspects throughout the day. Go and sit in front of the pictures. You have this knowledge in your intellects. People on the path of devotion continue to worship many various images, but they know nothing about them. It is blind faith and idol worship. Bharat is very famous for these things. You are now making so much effort to explain these things to others. Many varieties of people come to the exhibitions. Some of them think that they are worth going to see and understand. They will have a look, but they never go to a centre. Day by day, the state of the world is becoming worse. There is so much fighting. So many things are happening abroad, don't even ask. So many people are dying. This world is Tamopradan. Although they say that bombs should not be made, they also say that, because the others have so many bombs, they too have to make them, or else they will have to remain subservient. All the ideas that emerge are for destruction. Destruction has to take place. It is said that Shankar inspires that to happen. However, there is no question of inspirations. We believe firmly in the drama. Maya is very powerful. She even makes my children fall into vice. You have been told so many times not to love anyone's body, not to become trapped in someone's name or form. But Maya is so Tamopradan that she traps you with someone's body. She catches hold of you by your nose without you even realizing it. The father explains to you children many times to follow Srimad, but some of you don't follow it. Ravan's dictates instantly enter your mind. Ravan doesn't release you from prison. The father says, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the father. We are now about to go home. We are now being liberated from the illness of half a cycle. When you are there, your bodies are free from disease. Here, you are so diseased. This world is now in the extreme depths of hell. Those people study the Garuda Purana, a scripture, but neither do the ones who read it out, nor the ones who listen to it, understand anything about it. Baba himself says that previously he had such a lot of intoxication of devotion. He was happy to hear that he would meet God by performing devotion, and he therefore continued to perform devotion. It was because you became impure that you called out, O Purifier, come. It is good that you performed devotion. So then, why do you remember God? It was believed that God would come and give the fruit of devotion. What fruit would he give? No one knows this. The father says, explain to those who study the Gita. They are the ones who belong to our religion. The first and main thing mentioned in the Gita is God speaks. Now, who is the God of the Gita? God's introduction is needed. You now know what a soul is and who the Supreme Soul is. People are so afraid of aspects of this knowledge, but they like devotion very much. They run 3 miles away from this knowledge. It is so good to become pure. That pure world now has to be established, and this old world has to be destroyed. However, they don't listen to this at all. The father's direction is, hear no evil. Maya then says, hear no things of Baba's. Maya's direction is, don't listen to Shiv Baba's knowledge. Maya slaps you so hard that this knowledge does not remain in your intellects. You are not then able to remember the father. You only remember your friends and relatives, bodily beings, and you don't obey Baba's orders. The father says, constantly remember me alone. But they become disobedient and say, I remember so and so. If you remember others, you fall. You should have distaste for those things. This world is totally dirty. A new heaven is being established for us. You children have received the introduction of the Father and the world cycle. Therefore, you should remain occupied with this study. The Father says, look inside yourself. There is the example of Narad. Therefore, the Father says, look at yourself to see how much you remember the Father. Only by having remembrance will your sins be burnt away. No matter what your circumstances are, you must remember Shiv Baba. Do not love anyone else. At the end, when you leave your bodies, there must only be remembrance of Shiv Baba. Remember Shiv Baba and spin the discus of self-realization. No one knows who the spinners of the discus of self-realization are. Who gave this knowledge to you Brahmins? Who makes you Brahmins into spinners of the discus of self-realization? The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, the Point of Light. Therefore, is he too the spinner of the discus of self-realization? Yes, he is the first one of all. Otherwise, who would make us Brahmins this? He has the entire knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. You souls also become this. He too is a soul. On the path of devotion, Vishnu is shown holding this discus. We say that the Supreme Soul is Trikaldarshi, Trimurti, and Trinetri. He makes us into spinners of the discus of self-realization. In order to give us this knowledge, he would surely enter a human body. Only the Creator can give us this knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. Since no one knows the Creator, from where could they get the knowledge of creation? You now understand that Shiv Baba is the spinner of the discus of self-realization. He is the ocean of knowledge. He knows how we enter the cycle of 84 births. He does not enter the cycle of rebirth himself, but he does have this knowledge, which he gives to us. Therefore, Shiv Baba is the first spinner of the discus of self-realization. Only Shiv Baba can make us into spinners of the discus of self-realization. He makes us pure because, as well as the Creator, he is also the purifier. A father knows about the lives of his children. Shiv Baba carries out establishment through Brahma. He is Karan Karavanhar. You have to study and also teach others. The father teaches you and then he says, you also have to teach others. It is Shiv Baba who makes you into spinners of the discus of self-realization. He says, I have this knowledge of the world cycle. This is how I am able to give it to you. How do you take 84 births? You should keep the story of your 84 births in your intellects. Even if you keep this much in your intellects, you can become the rulers of the globe. This is knowledge. It is by having yoga that your sins are cut away. Keep a chart of the whole day. If you do not have remembrance, How would you keep a chart? What do you do throughout the day? You remember this much, do you not? There are some people who keep a chart of how many scriptures they have studied or how much charity they have performed. You would say for how long you stayed in remembrance and to how many you gave the Father's introduction in a state of happiness. Repeatedly churn the points that you receive from the Father. Keep this knowledge that you receive in your intellects. Read a Murli every day. That too is very good. Repeatedly churn whatever points you receive from a Murli. Those who live abroad remember Baba a lot more than those who live here. There are so many in bondage who have not even seen Baba. They remember Baba so much. They remain constantly intoxicated. Whilst sitting at home, they have visions, or their faith develops simply by them listening to this knowledge. Therefore, the Father says, continue to look inside yourself to see how elevated the status you are to claim will be. What is your behavior like? Are you tempted by any food or drink? Do not develop such habits. The main thing is to have unadulterated remembrance. Ask your heart, whom do you remember? How long do you remember others? You have to imbibe this knowledge and have your sins cut away. Some have committed such sins, don't even ask. God says, do this. However, they say, I am under someone else's influence. That is, they are under Maya's influence. Acha, carry on remaining under Maya's influence. You can either follow Srimat or the dictates of your own mind. Check to see to what extent you will pass in that state. What status will you claim? Otherwise, you will suffer a loss for 21 births. When you reach your karmatit stage, there won't be any mention of body consciousness. This is why you are told to become soul conscious. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dana 1. Do not perform any such acts that the father of this Yagya would be defamed. Perform good acts with the righteous intellect you have been given by the Father. Never cause sorrow for anyone. 2. Do not ask one another about useless news. Only speak about things of this knowledge amongst yourselves. Renounce speaking lies, being devilish and breaking up homes. Let only jewels of this knowledge emerge from your mouth. Neither listen to nor speak of evil things. Blessing. May you be a conqueror of Maya and become a conqueror of the world by transforming your enemies, the five vices, and making them cooperative. A victorious person definitely transforms the form of his enemy. So you also transform your enemies, the vices, and make them into their cooperative form, so that they constantly continue to salute to you. Transform the vice of lust into good wishes, anger into spiritual intoxication, greed into being beyond temptation, attachment into love, and arrogance of your body into self-respect. You will then become a conqueror of Maya and a conqueror of the world. Slogan: the consciousness of mine is the alloy that, when mixed into real gold, reduces its value. Therefore, finish any consciousness of mine. Aviact signal: remain constantly victorious with the awareness of the combined form. When you feel yourself to be alone in any task or in any service, you become tired. Then you make someone with two arms your companion and forget the one with 1,000 arms. When the one with 1,000 arms has left his home and come to you to give you his company, why do you not keep him combined with you? Remain constantly combined in your intellect, and you will continue to receive cooperation. Om Shanti.